This is KUT. The Supreme Court mostly sided with Republican lawmakers yesterday in a Texas redistricting case considered to be a major test of the country's voting rights laws. Plaintiffs had argued the Texas legislature intentionally discriminated against minorities when it drew up state house and congressional maps. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, civil rights experts say it's a sign that legally challenging discrimination in voting is harder than ever.
It was exactly 5 years ago that the Supreme Court struck down a major provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The court invalidated Section 5, a part of the law that required states like Texas, which has a history of discriminating against minorities, to clear all their voting laws and procedures with the federal government. At the time, justices said other parts of the law could take over and protect voters from here on out.
This shows that Chief Justice Roberts was entirely incorrect to say that other parts of the Voting Rights Act will make up for Section 5 being struck down.
That's Mark Gaber. He was one of the lawyers who represented plaintiffs in Texas's redistricting case. Gaber says the thinking at the time was that Section 3 of the law would be enough to make up for the loss of Section 5. But there are big differences between the two. Under Section 5, which no longer exists, Texas had to prove they weren't discriminating before they could enact a law. But under Section 3, they can enact a voting law or political map, and then the burden is on groups to prove that those laws are discriminatory.
And so it makes it incredibly burdensome for civil rights plaintiffs groups to show in court that the legislature was discriminating.
Gaber says in the Texas case, lawmakers were allowed to withhold emails and documents because of legislative privilege. And he says also it just takes so many years for a redistricting case to work through the courts.
And so it just does not work to protect people's voting rights if it takes 8 years and you can't gain access to evidence that the Supreme Court will decide is sufficient to prove your case.
And in this case, Michael Lee with the Brennan Center for Justice says there was a lot of evidence. In fact, a 3-judge federal panel found evidence that the state intended to discriminate against Black and Latino voters when it drew its maps.
I mean, the evidence was powerful and overwhelming in this case, and that wasn't enough. And if that's not enough, it's hard to see what might be enough.
Lee says the Supreme Court's decision shows that the bar groups need to clear to prove that any lawmakers are discriminating against people of color is so high, it's hard to see.
It makes it harder to police those activities and to prevent them. And that's that, you know, for a state that has long struggled to be fair to people of color, that's deeply disturbing.
Civil rights attorneys say this decision is also concerning because lawmakers will begin a new round of redistricting in just a few short years. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.